BBC Radio York.
So, for the first hour of the programme this morning, almost inevitably, we talked about Hillsborough and the outcome of the inquiry that's shocked and surprised so many people yesterday. And I asked this morning, plain and simple, what do you think should happen next? Is sorry enough? Because sorry is the word that we've heard repeated now from so many different people, from the South Yorkshire Police, from the ambulance service, from the Prime Minister, the Leader of the Opposition, lots of other MPs, even the Sun and Kelvin McKenzie. They've also said sorry for everything that happened in and around the whole Hillsborough disaster. So what should happen next? Is sorry enough? We've been out onto the streets of York to ask people what they think this morning.
I think it's time to forgive and forget, but with a recognition that for the families it will go on forever. So I think some sort of one-off memorial would be a really good idea. But other than that, I think it's time to move on and learn from our mistakes. It will never leave people's minds, but I think that people do have to move on in general. And I do believe that forgiveness is always the way forward.
Oh, justice should be done. Well, people are getting away with it out there. You have to learn lessons from it. If you let people get away with it, they'll keep doing it.
I think it's probably quite a difficult question for the families of, for the bereaved families. And I think that it's understandable that they're looking for justice, really. A time comes where you have to just let things go, but I don't know if I'd feel the same way if I'd lost a family member in Hillsborough, so I don't know, it's a difficult question.
Well, there is going to be repercussion, because they're not going to let it rest. And why should they? They've been blamed for something that they didn't do. And there's going to be a lot of people that have died since, dying knowing that they're to blame.
Justice would need to be done. There'd need to be... The people who made the mistakes and done the wrong things need to be made accountable because an injustice has been done. I'm not necessarily saying people should be thrown in prison for the next 20 years with a key thrown away, but there still needs to be some kind of justice and accountability because it's a very serious thing that's been done.
And through the course of the programme, there's been an awful lot of reaction on Twitter, on the texts to 81333, and on the phones, of course. This is a little of what was said this morning between 9 and 10.
Justice has got to be seen to be done. Otherwise, we have no faith in either the justice system, in our MPs, or in the police. Unless these people are brought to book, we are not going to believe anything the police ever tell us again.
The police officer tries to use the excuse that they were told or put under pressure to change their statement. That should not be an excuse from not being brought to court. All these officers, that, if any of them are brought to court, are now found guilty. A lot of people have gone through a lot of grief, and justice needs to be seen. And time, I'm afraid, waits for no one.
It should be laid to rest. I do feel sorry for all the families. But if you're trying to trace everybody, I think it's impossible because you'd have to trace the fans as well.
A lot of these policemen were coerced into changing their statements. But I think we've got to be careful here. We've gone from blaming the fans to blaming the police.
It should be publicised as whose fault it was. And then when that's done, then leave it to rest and hopefully we'll move on.
You stand outside that memorial at Anfield and... Well, I can't talk about it. It's, you know, it's, yeah, you just feel it there. And it's you can't stand outside there without getting a lump in your throat. You really can't. These families have suffered this calumny for 23 years. And the only way it'll be resolved, I think, is by bringing the guilty to justice. 23 years, okay, but I still think there are people to answer for what they did on that day.